the debt crisis, Greek protests, Spanish recession, German hardliners. You know what Europe really needs? An overblown, overhyped, bedazzled talent show with talent of questionable credibility. That's what they need. Yes, it's true. It's that most wonderful time of the year when the people of Europe collectively gather around their television sets to watch and vote in the competition called the Eurovision Song Contest. Young and old, good and bad, and various languages, and as I said, various abilities. This year, there's actually a real concern over who might win. All right, so she can actually sing. That's the Spanish entry, Pastora Soler, with her entry, Que Data Conmigo. But it turns out the Spanish government does not want her to win. That's because the winner hosts the event in their country next year, and Spain can't afford it. So our friend and host of the BBC's broadcasting house, Paddy O'Connelly, gets to commentate on the event for our partner, the BBC. Paddy, where are you?
I'm by the shore of the Caspian Sea. It's the mid-afternoon here, the sun is beating down, and I'm looking at the capital of Azerbaijan, Baku. This is a country that borders Iran and Russia and Turkey. It has a questionable human rights record, accused of being a brutal authoritarian regime.
No. We can't hear about any of that, Paddy. It's all about the song contest. It's all about Eurovision. None of that gloomy Gus stuff.
Well, you're right to say we've got a collision of cultures. We've got the camp circus of Eurovision, and we've got a country that is anything but trivial if you're a protester and you don't like its government. And if you look at the entrance, the Spanish have indeed said, for heaven's sake, we're happy to sing, but don't make us foot the bill for hosting the whole circus in the coming year.
How much does it cost to host the Eurovision Song Contest?
Well, I think that depends on your tastes. If you are Azerbaijan that wants to present a new image to the world for the reasons I've just mentioned, you build a new stadium, a new road, you demolish homes that are unhappily in the way, and you start from scratch. $500 million, say some estimates. But I suppose you could probably put a budget one together for a few million. So take your pick, however you're feeling.
Well, I mean, how many people attend this thing? You can't just put it into the high school gym and put some cameras in there?
No, you can't put it in the high school gym, although if you did, I'd watch, because it's become so big. There are 42 competing nations. It's a bit like the size of the United States, and the essence of it is this. If you held it in the US, would Texas ever vote for an artist from Massachusetts?
No.
The answer, of course, is no. Now, sit here, you see the same rivalries. It's been going for 56 years. It's a giant contest. You sing, and then there's a vote, and you go through to a grand final, which is tomorrow night.
And you really can't appreciate it till you take a look at the footage from some of past Eurovisions. To be fair, Paddy, I don't think Massachusetts would put in a lot of votes for Texas either. You know,
That is fair. It does cut both ways. And also, I mean, look, you mentioned the euro crisis. No one thinks the Greeks are going to give any votes to the Germans this year. Really, there is a serious background to everything. And people have said, you know, this contest looks from another planet. But it has survived all the way through the Cold War and indeed the breakup of the former Yugoslavia. And there was a party this week when the Serbian guy sang a Bosnian song watched on by the woman from the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia.
Wow, nice. Paddy O'Connell, a friend and host of the BBC's broadcasting house, is also commentating the huge camp Eurovision Song Contest. Thanks, Paddy.
Thanks for having me.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.